Wow, beloved one, look at this gorgeous creation that your Father has made. And think about this, you're even more beautiful to Him than this creation. I want to switch gears. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 5, the Lord says this, I am God and there is no other. You know what? It is preposterous and ludicrous and absolute crazy nonsense for people to make a statement to the effect that this beautiful creation that we live in, this planet, was not created by a beautiful God who designed all this. And you know what? The one that designed all this in Isaiah 45, 5, that said, I am God and there is no other. His name there is from what we call the Tetragrammaton, Yud, He, Vav, He. It consists of the four Hebrew letters, Yud, He, Vav, He, and it carries with it the idea of to be. It includes the concept of Him who was, Him who is, and Him who is to come. In other words, God is alive. Even as this river seems to be alive, it's moving, it never stops, it's always changing, it's always new water, it never looks exactly the same because it's always hitting the rocks in a different way. So too, your God is alive, moving across the planet and wanting to breathe newness of life, beloved, into you. Even as this river is constantly flowing, the water is always new, God also is always new, and He wants to do a creative miracle, child of God, for you today. I want to encourage you and challenge you to believe this. Believe your God for a miracle. Believe Him to do something new for you. Believe Him to open your heart, to change you, to strengthen you, to bring you into greater revelation, to bring you into a closer walk with Himself, to bring you into victory over the powers of darkness that have been oppressing you, to bring you into a place of victory in your life. Beloved, our God is a God of hope. He's always new, and there's always more. This is Rabbi Schneider saying to you, God loves you. Baruch Hashem. I look forward to being with you again next week. Pass this on to a friend. They'll be blessed.